We'll go on to what is our second and final agenda item for this study session. As members of our Jefferson County community may remember, in June of 2011, the Board of Education, not this board, but the board at the time, closed Wheat Ridge's Martinson Elementary as a part of the 2011 Facilities Master Plan. The school site has since been transformed into the first of its kind in the country, a training facility for local law enforcement and other first responders preparing for active shooter situations and crisis prevention in school environments. The district currently offers the site at no cost to its local law enforcement partners. Dr. Glass, Mr. Bell, and Mr. McDonald are here tonight to share plans with the Board of Education on enhancing the DeAngelis Center's financial situation. Dr. Glass.
Thank you. And I'll just introduce the item a little further and then turn it over to these two gentlemen to tell you more about what we're thinking. Jeffco, of course, is known for some of the school tragedies that have occurred in this community, and I think has responded to that in a number of positive ways. This district and its staff, particularly John McDonald, are known around the country for their expertise in handling situations like this. And the creation of the DeAngelis Center is just another outgrowing of that a positive reaction to what had been a real tragedy. The DeAngelis Center presents some interesting future opportunities for us, and that currently it's a facility that law enforcement is using to train for situations where an active shooter or other intruder is present. But we are thinking about how we can create possibly some kind of fund or a nonprofit or a foundation around it where it could achieve a sustainable level of funding going forward, possibly and also attract congressional funding over the long term, because it really is a one-of-a-kind opportunity for law enforcement to train in for these kinds of situations where we may be able to attract federal funding and also be a national center for this kind of work. So with that sort of wind up, I'll turn things over to these two gentlemen to talk through with you some of our ideas around that. None of this has been set in stone. Nothing's been decided, but we did just want to brief you on this to let you know what we were thinking about.
Thank you, Dr. Glass and Mr. Bell, Mr. McDonald.
Thank you. As mentioned, members of the board, Dr. Glass, it's a pleasure as always to have an opportunity to talk about something that's really important in my mind, and that is safety, security, and emergency response in our district. Try it now. How's that? Good?
Good.
Okay. I will share just an anecdotal comment with you. Earlier this week, a colleague of mine who I respect a lot made the comment to me that, you know, this is not the core mission of our district. And I took offense to that early on, but as I thought about it, I thought, you know what, that's true. It's not the core mission. That being safety, security, and emergency response. The core mission of our district is educating our students with the most quality education that we can. However, I will share with you that we have what I will refer to as a core belief in our district, and that is that mission that we have for our schools, our school district, and our students is complemented by the belief that that ought to be engineered and conducted in a manner that provides the maximum safety, security for all those people that are in our schools, that includes our students, our staff, our parents, and our community, and anyone else that happens to be a user of one of our facilities district-wide, and that they ought to participate no matter what the venue, whether it's a classroom, athletics, activities, PTA, community involvement, that they ought to be able to participate in an environment that they feel very safe and comfortable doing. That's a good, sound environment for us to have. We have that in Jeffco schools. We have surveys that tell us that our students and our staff and our community believes that we do have a safe environment. However, I will tell you that it is one of the most critical things that I do in my job, and that is to continue to be sure that we do it the best that we can. So the DeAngelis Center, as you may well know, is the result of a few years of effort, funding on a bootstrap basis, sort of a shoestring, to bring it where it is now. And what we would like to do is move it forward, move that and our programs in our district forward to enhance what we already have. We have one of the best safety and security programs in the United States. We're recognized that way. I'll share with you that when the tragedy at Sandy Hook occurred, from Washington, D.C. in the White House, there were 4 to 5 people in the United States that were called to come to provide assistance on how to respond, what do we do, what kind of programs do we need, how do we go forward after this. One of those individuals in the United States sits to my left. So that is sort of the badge that JEFCO wears on a national basis and on a statewide basis. We have people all the time calling us about, how do you do this? Can you teach us? Can we bring people to your school district? Can we watch one of your drills? That's a badge that we have. Now, we have that badge because of incidences that we would rather have not selected, but they did. But we responded to them, and the manner in which we responded has brought us to where we are. So a few months ago, John, myself, and some law enforcement agencies around the county, including some members of the district attorney's office, started having conversations about how can we move this forward and make it better? How can we make our safety, security, and emergency response programs better and our physical assets better? Well, we all know that to do those things, it requires resources. All of you have been talking all evening about resources for schools. Well, we're kind of in the world of reality. We understand that those resources are hard to come by. And although we've been managing our safety and security, emergency response department with the budget that we have, we'd like to do more and we'd like to expand it. That means, how do we find more resources? Well, I'm not real sure that the marijuana money is going to be there for us. I think we've concluded that this evening. But if we don't have a source, then our idea is, how do we get one? Let's go find a way. So we started talking to law enforcement agencies. We started talking to, again, members of the district attorney's office, our internal staff, and some outside fundraisers about how do we do this. Here's what we're thinking. We would like to, as Dr. Glasson has stated earlier, find a way to develop a funding mechanism, which probably right now in our belief includes the work of a professional fundraiser, to expand the opportunities to go find resources that we don't have right now. That means resources outside the local resource venue that PTAs are tapping, that athletic programs are tapping, that elementary school fundraisers. We're looking at larger a larger audience for that revenue source, including state, regional, and national entities, some of which include entities like the FBI, military branches, congressional units, Homeland Security. Those are just a few. And safety and security in our schools is a, quite frankly, a very marketable sell because it's important. It's important across the United States. So our mission, our concept is that we want to enhance resources for two reasons. One is to provide an increase or an enhancement to our physical asset that we have in JEFCO. The Martinson Center, if you've seen it, is a good start. It's not done yet. We need enhancements in there for better facility trainings, for better seminars, for better active drills, both inside and outside the building. And that costs us money to do that. So we need some resources on the physical asset side. The other side is we need resources for program development. We know that we have issues in our state, Claire Davis Act as such, that talks about preemptive issues. Well, that means training, and that means teaching, and that means communicating and coordinating. So we want to enhance our programs as well as the physical asset. That's what we're looking to do, and we would like to proceed in developing this concept that we have right now. We have kind of a pretty good group of folks that that have bought into the concept of yes, let's put something together and go do it. Whether we do it with a 501c3, whether we do it with a nonprofit or some other advisory board, we're not sure yet. We're in the development process of how we do that. But we want to proceed with this and see where we can take it. We're pretty optimistic and pretty excited about the opportunity to bring some resources to our school district that are enhancing what we already do pretty darn well. So that's sort of an overview of what we're thinking about doing. I'd like to ask John just to share with you a little bit about what we're dealing with and what we're seeing since the school year started, because as I indicated earlier, the challenge doesn't seem to be lessening. It's not going to go away. We're going to have to deal with this. It's a part of our life and part of our venue that we have in our school district. So, John, if you can just share with the board a little bit of what you're doing or what you've seen so far.
I'll talk just for a minute about the DeAngelis Center and where we're at right now in terms of use. It's been pretty phenomenal. We've had 34 law enforcement agencies use the school this year. Over 4,000 police officers have been inside the site training and preparing, and it's really been impressive to see federal agencies from the FBI, SWAT team, ATF, have been in the school training. Canine units that look for explosives and drugs train there. Bike cops have used the site to train. SWAT teams patrol, school resource officers, all use this. It's really a great enclosed facility where we're out of the public eye. And the great aspect of this is in the past we had to use other schools and stop other programs from going on in the evenings or during the day so that we can get police officers into a school to train for a significant event or an emergency that might happen. Today they can do that without impacting any other school, and that's pretty exciting. We've also worked with Denver Public Schools, Aurora Public Schools, Adams 12, who've all trained at the facility with us. We love that partnership. That's great collaboration. We learn from each other. This year we have started out our school year with a tremendous amount of what I would call significant events. We've had 5 lockdowns already this year. We've had issues with guns in our schools this year. We have had suspicious people that we've dealt with and numbers that I've not seen in my tenure here. We've also been reliant on our law enforcement for threats, including issues at Columbine High School that continue. We are seeing an increase in security and emergency management needs throughout the district, and we're not alone. We're seeing this across the state and around the country. As I talk to my counterparts, typically what we see in the springtime is now what we're seeing in the fall. And springtime has always been the busier time of the year in our world. And there's no busy or slow time anymore. It's just constant time. And we have developed a program with our campus security, our patrol division, our dispatch, and our threat assessment group that's grown throughout the years, and thanks to all of you for supporting it. But I will tell you that the training that we're doing at the DeAngelis Center helps us every single day that we're responding to critical events. Whether we're responding to a man with a knife outside of a school yesterday that we have on lockout, whether we have a missing 5-year-old that we're searching for hours, whether we have a suspicious person that brought a gun into Bear Creek High School the other day that our campus security were able to stop. These are all issues that we can handle and deal with because of that training and that training center and the skill set that we're developing in collaboration with our law enforcement partners. One of the greatest opportunities we've had since we started work with the DeAngelis Center is that the law enforcement training that is occurring includes our department. They welcome us into that training. Now, we're a little different. We're a school district. We're working with kids. But we still have adult issues. And we still have to manage and provide for our own safety and security. We love our school resource officers. They give us a tremendous gift every year. 7 agencies, 35 school resource officers and sergeants assigned to our district, $4 million a year plus. to us at no cost. So the DeAngelis Center, one of the concepts was, let's not charge our law enforcement partners. What they're doing there is they're preparing to protect us when we need them the most. And can we give back a little bit? This is the wonderful opportunity, I think, is that it allows us to do that. And at the same time, it allows us to get training that we otherwise wouldn't be able to afford and wouldn't have.
So I'll close and ask for comments or questions with just a recent event that took place as John was conducting a lockdown drill at what school was that you just did?
Which one? We're doing about four a day. We were at Rooney Ranch yesterday.
Yeah, Rooney Ranch yesterday, and John always likes to take the kindergarten class when they do elementary school lockdown. So they were in a lockdown, and he asked this one little kindergartner, you know, do you know what we're doing? And the kindergartner said something to the effect that, yeah, you know, we turn the lights out, we lock the door, we stitch our lips, and we don't make any noise. And John said, well, do you know why you're doing that? And kid says, well, yeah, in case of a kidnapper. John says, well, what's a kidnapper? He said, well, I don't know, but I don't want to see one. Well, there you go. So questions, comments? Dr. Glass, anything to close from?
Well, I think most of us have taken tours of the DeAngelis Center, and I can tell you it's a pretty extraordinary facility. Honestly, it honors Frank very well as an important and honored leader in crisis in our district. I think it honors those who lost their lives at Columbine. It honors our commitment to the safety of our students and our staff. And it honors the partnership that we do have for our resource officers who provide a great service to us at no cost to the district. And it does all these things, you're trying to do all these things in a way that doesn't take resources away from our teaching mission. And I applaud that effort. I think you're doing exactly the right work. Thank you.
Around the table here?
Doesn't matter. Anyone who wants to ask questions or make a comment.
I also want to say thank you, and thank you for calling out the resource officers. I know that they, in our high schools, are just incredible people, and they're so kind and welcoming. It's such a nice tribute to that really the community members that are there to make sure that things are going the way that they should be. And they seem to just really blend in so nicely, and I appreciate their presence. Thank you for your explanation of the value of the program and the facility. Just I know that not everyone has been there, so just even explaining how that works with the different agencies I think is valuable to people. Hopefully will watch this and understand that value. So anyway, thank you.
Go ahead, Amanda.
I will start by saying the partnerships that exist between the law enforcement organizations in our community and our school district is really impressive. I've had the real honor and kind of illumination of some of those relationships. People sometimes get really nervous and uncomfortable regarding SROs, regarding police officers, and what I've seen demonstrated in the relationship between our SROs and students and between our district and those organizations is that there is a shared commitment to safety and positive community building. I think that's absolutely essential, and you guys have done that well. The DeAngelis Center is unique in that it prepares for a worst-case scenario that we hope will never happen, but it prepares people, and not just in our community, but across the nation, and we thank you for that great work. I also want to acknowledge that your team, along with those law enforcement agencies that work directly in our schools and with our students, are demonstrating every day how to deal with the best case scenario and how to build that. And so I really want to thank you. I'm encouraged to know that you're connecting with some people in law enforcement to generate ideas. We wish we had surplus funds that we could simply solve this for you, but appreciate that you're looking at alternative means by which to create a nonprofit entity moving forward, and we trust that the district staff would probably be able to work through any of the legalities involved with that far better than we could, and just really appreciate that you want to grow in excellence, both the best case scenario building that happens every day as well as the worst case scenario preparation.
I can't say it any better than all of you, but I do, and thank you so much for your hard work in leading these efforts for safety and security. I'd like to also include thanking, you know, and those, really and truly, those SROs and law enforcement are building positive relationships in the buildings, which are, have been very important to our entire community. I also want to acknowledge our all staff in their efforts for embracing all of these efforts, safety and security efforts. I think Jeffco is a great example for cutting edge safety and security, and this DeAngelo Center that I was very impressed. I thank you for going for outside resources. And I would love to hear more about, have you had discussions how with the FBI and other entities nationwide and statewide, and what is the response?
To answer your question, yes, I was going to close with this, but I'll say it now, is that to date, we have had discussions with state agencies and federal agencies, both in and outside of law enforcement. Interestingly enough, we've had two very positive conversations with in-state university systems about working to develop a training program that fits in their college curriculum for criminology degrees. So that's something different. That just happened. We've talked to private sectors. And as I said earlier, I want to make it real clear, we're not going out and competing with the local PTAs and the fundraisers at the schools. We're going elephant hunting, for lack of a better term.
You're looking for some big checks that can do big work.
Big dollars. Right. So, and we've talked to, again, we're talking to agencies like Homeland Security, Federal Bureau of Investigation. So we have also included the private sector and law enforcement at all various levels, from local all the way to United States agencies.
I made the assumption, but I might as well just confirm that assumption, that those organizations that are already close partners because of, like you mentioned, the significant resources and people they donate to us, to our students in schools every day, we're not looking to turn them into the big checks.
No,
we hope to continue.
We're kind of getting a little over $4 million a year from our local partners, so
we don't need any.
I think we're pretty good there.
We're going to keep saying thanks for that
right.
one.
Exactly,
this is the least we could.
That's
do.
A great partnership.
Yeah.
Well, I have just a couple of comments. You know, I've tried to be highly supportive of this training center. I think the concept is important. I am pretty familiar with the history of Jeffco, and I want you to know I think it's important that we lead in this area. We have the background, we've learned the lessons. Clearly we have a responsibility, I think, to lead, and it pleases me that we're doing that. It's hard for us because, yes, on the one hand, and Steve, you mentioned this, our core mission is educate our children. But we're talking about the safety of our children, which is maybe not the core mission, but it is very close to the core mission. It's something that we certainly have to do. The problem that I see is that we, as we talk tonight, don't have the resources to do everything well. And so if this gives us an opportunity to attract some dollars from other places, I think it's a great thing. And I do believe that the future of this training center, I believe it could become, frankly, a model for the United States. And that's exciting. That's part of what I think we should do as we lead in this area. So I would say to all of you, congratulations on the work you're doing. I hope you find the elephants out there.
We'll find them. Thank you.
Anything else, board? I think we're good. Thank you for the presentation. Dr. Glass, anything to add? That concludes our study session agenda for the evening. And we are now adjourned at 7:27 this evening. Thank you.